Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Oh. Fa la 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 la.
Oh gosh, that went a bit odd. Yes, Merry Christmas, I guess, Martin.
Merry Christmas to you, and welcome to a very festive episode of Nul Pois.
Nul Pois is shameful.
Nul Pois is lack of respect for yours.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nul Pois is no fun.
Yes, indeed. It's Christmas Day.
Yes, a very Merry Christmas from Martin and Laura of Nul Pois, a Eurovision fan podcast. And this is our Christmas episode, and we are hoping to keep you in the festive spirit over the next little while with some fun and games that we have for you in the form of our Eurovision end of year quiz, which we shall come on to in a moment. I've got two questions first of all for you, Cress.
Oh, okay.
First question is, are there any Eurovision Christmas songs?
Oh, that is. Are you asking me that knowing the answer, or are you asking
me
that?
No, I'm not asking you knowing the answer. Don't be ridiculous.
Of course, no. That would be silly, wouldn't it? What are you saying? Are there any Eurovision songs about Christmas, or are there any songs? As far as I'm aware, I don't think so, because with Eurovision coming out in May, it's not really a topic that most people seem to sing about.
No, but someone's done something crazy along the line, haven't they?
Probably.
I wouldn't put it past at some point in the Eurovision's, you know, 5+ decades of existence that someone would have made a Christmas song, even though it happens in May or whatever. But I just thought I'd ask a question. Second question is, would you like your Christmas present?
Oh! Ooh, right, were we getting each other Christmas
presents?
Well,
I've got you one.
Okay, well, let's have a look. Go on, let's see what you've... Okay,
I've got it down here for you. It's a genuine present.
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, of course it is.
I'll totally believe you. Yeah, I'll have to sort of unwrap it for you. Yeah.
Right.
And I show you
just
what
crinkling
it is.
Some paper, Martin.
Yeah, I got some of the sound effects. Is this?
Right. Okay. God's sakes. So that is a book called The Making of Tomb Raider. Unofficial.
They made that unofficial. Very, very, very big. Okay.
Yeah,
it's in
they
very
want
big
people
writing.
To know.
Unofficial. This is not an official history of The Making of Tomb Raider.
And I know that that is from a guy who you interviewed.
What?
From your show.
What?
And you showed me that.
What?
Oh, it says. What does it say at the top? Radio Derby, thank you.
Your name's Pamela, isn't it?
Pamela.
But it's signed by the author. I got it signed for you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and it's got loads of the history, because you're really into your gaming and your streaming and all that.
Yeah.
So as
not
you're streaming,
really into
you
Tomb Raider, but
I've just got you. This is a Christmas gift, Pamela.
Yeah, I mean, you were given it for free.
What?
By the guy you interviewed.
No, because this is picture the scene, okay? The Christmassy scene, the festive scene.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was quite a few time ago as well, wasn't it, when this happened? This was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
You're streaming away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
On your whatever you're doing, right? And in the middle of your streaming, you're just throwing in some facts, like you're saying stuff like, Gary also built the front end for our editors. Basically, the Windows menus, icons, mouse pointer necessary for us to build editing tools that ran on MS-DOS. And you could be saying that, and people will be coming to your channel in droves. Mm. They'll be desperate to hear more from Pamela.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Martin.
It's all right. I've just really put that away now.
Put it back. Well, you don't need to put it back in, for God's sakes. I've seen it now.
I genuinely was hoping to string you along for a little longer. I didn't realise it was addressed to Pamela inside.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. I mean, I already knew, Martin, but bless you, because you'd already shown me the book when you interviewed the guy, so you failed.
That was a shame. I was really hoping for that. Anyway, with the pleasantries out the way, let's get on with the Eurovision end of year quiz. And Cress, please explain how it's all going to work.
Yes. And by the way, I should have realised this, and we should have both realised this, but Dorothy Freya, of course, did do a Christmas song.
Yeah, but it's not magical. A Eurovision song. It wasn't for Eurovision, song,
no. Is that what you're looking for? It's got to be a Eurovision.
That is what I'm looking for, yeah.
Fine. Well, then we'll keep looking then. Yes. So on to the quiz. Basically, it's a mini quiz because it's going to take us long enough just to think about the answers, I think. But basically, we've asked some of our guests that we've had on in the past year to basically record a question for us about something that happened in Eurovision this year. Now, I was specific about that and I said it had to be about something that happened in Eurovision this year. Whether that's what we've been given, I don't know, and quite frankly, probably it isn't.
Ask, but you shall not necessarily receive. Yep.
But, so we've spoken to some of our guests, and that's what they've sent us, and they've also sent us the answers. Neither of us have heard the answers. We're listening to this all for the first time, and you can also join in at home, have a guess. You'll probably do better than us. We've got three questions here. So who should we start with, Martin?
Well, I don't know, but let's get in the mood for this, I think, and get ready now. You can do this at home as well. Get yourself a bit of paper, maybe a pen, get ready to write down the answers, and here we go. With the Nul Poir Christmas Quiz! Okay then, right, we need our first question, and I'll let you decide whilst I am finding a bit of paper and pen.
Because I asked you, but you put it onto me. Okay, thanks for
that, Martin.
I know,
because I need to find this pen.
Right, okay, it's a big task, I guess. Right, okay, well, let's start then with the lovely Douze Poir. Our good friends over at Douze Poir, the Eurovision podcast from Australia.
Okay, go ahead, Doozers, what you got for us?
Good morning, good evening, Merry Christmas to the Nul Poir podcast, our friends across many ponds, I guess. Lizzie, how are you feeling?
Yep. Oh, Merry Christmas to the UK and enjoy the snow. Is it snowing? I just presume it's snowing.
I feel like it's always snowing in Britain.
It's always snowing. It's always snowing, and there is some poor Dickensian 18th century work boy just standing on a corner asking for extra porridge. Please, sir, may I have a win at the cricket?
I feel like that's Prince Charles these days, isn't it?
No, that's, please, sir, may I have a sustainable win at the cricket?
Please, mummy, may I have a turn on the fancy chair?
Where is this going?
So we are here because we are bringing questions to our favourite podcast in the North. Liz, you've got a great one for Nul Poir. What are you asking them?
Ooh, and we are putting you on the seat for current events.
Is it about Eurovision?
And by current events, I mean something that happened on June the 21st of this year in Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Our very fine Eurovision winners, Maneskin, found themselves in the delightful city of Amsterdam. And Damiano stepped up to be the champion that we all needed and actually saved Victoria. But saved her from what?
Well, this is an interesting one, isn't it, Martin?
Yeah, this is a good one, actually.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mainly
I like this
because
question.
I think I do vaguely remember reading about something. I mean,
okay.
Of course it's completely gone out of my head what it was. But I do vaguely remember that there was some sort of thing that happened.
Okay, well, what are you going to say then? What's your answer?
Oh dear. What did he save her from? Okay, I'm going to say a wardrobe malfunction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, because they were in Amsterdam, I'm going to say they were in a pedalo and she nearly fell in the canal, or something about her nearly falling in an Amsterdam canal and he saved her.
Okay. Let's find out then. What is the answer, please, Douze Poir?
The answer is, of course, a craze delivery person on a scooter.
Oh,
my goodness me. Right. Okay. So a crazed delivery person on a scooter. Thank you very much, Liz, for that. Well, obviously, neither of us get any points there.
It was absolutely fantastic. If you've seen the footage, he didn't even put his hand dag down, didn't skip a beat. It was fantastic to watch. So congratulations, Damio. Possibly the next Batman. I'm just putting it out there.
We just heard from Liz there, but I think Jack's also got a question. Bless them. They did a question each. So there we go. We've got actually got four questions here. So let's have a listen to what Jack has to say.
My question for the panel, our two favourite panellists in all the world, is who is your early prediction with no context, no current information provided?
Okay.
Who is your pick to win Eurovision 2022? Just on a whim. Just on a whim.
Okay, so this is just us having to give our predictions.
Yeah, this is just like a bonus question. This is just a bonus conversation.
Yes.
And we have to just put absolutely... Well, this is actually quite an interesting thing to talk about, isn't it? Because this is the ultimate prediction, because we've only heard about, two songs
I don't think it's going to be either of the songs we've heard.
No, I think I would agree with you. I am going to make a prediction that we are going to see something from... We were talking about this the other day. There was somebody that had just announced who they were going with. Ah, that was it. The Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it would be a bit mad if the Netherlands won again,
S10.
Wouldn't it? It would be a bit mad, but it was something different. So, and that's all I know. That's the only information I have. We were talking about S10 and how she's going to be singing in Dutch and it's going to be something very different and rap. That's all I've got to go on. So on that, I'm going with the Netherlands.
All right. I'm going to say France purely because they came very close. Last year, they did very well with Junior Eurovision. They seem to be sort of getting a bit more into Eurovision and what the crowd wants. So maybe it could be their year.
Okay. Liz from Douzepoix, any thoughts?
I don't know who I could predict was going to steal the win. I could predict who's going to get Nolpois.
Oh, I think I can predict that as well. Oh, who could it be? Quite a track record of coming last recently. Who
sending
could it
really,
be?
Really shite songs.
Oh, getting nolpois from both the juries and the televote.
Yeah, and really embarrassingly, they invented the language and the winner will sing in it, but it won't be this country who'll win. They'll get a nolpois. Very, very awkward.
Well, there's another question for you guys. If you can answer that, we love you. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 Liz. Yeah, thank you. Liz and Jack there from Douzepoix. I think I could have put money on the fact that they were going to reference the UK's rather poor entry last year.
Well, let's just say, guys, at least the UK made the final.
And at least we actually turned up to the competition, unlike some people who were too busy sunbathing or something. I don't know, travel restrictions,
whatever it was.
Okay, two great questions there, although we'll just, there's only one for the purposes of
there's
the...
There's only one and neither of us got the answer.
No, we didn't get it right at all. Okay, question number two then, Cress, comes from whom?
Let's go to Ian Dale, LBC's broadcaster, presenter and Eurovision lover, Ian Dale.
Hello, I'm Ian Dale. Here's my question. On February the 21st, 2022, there'll be a Eurovision Song Contest held across the United States, with all 50 states taking part, plus 5 American territories and Washington, D.C.
Oh, yes.
Which American TV network is going to broadcast the American Song Contest?
Excellent question, Ian.
And it's what I feel like there's a chance I could get right.
Yes, well done, Ian. We like that question.
Oh.
I think I know.
I don't. I'm torn between two.
I think I know. So want to say first and then I will say what I think it is? How do you want to do this? I've written it down, so I'm not cheating.
I've written it down as well. I am torn between two, but the one I'm going to go for is NBC.
And that is what I have written down as well, NBC.
The other one I was thinking of was CBS, but let's find out. It's a great, fantastic question.
We like that question because we could vaguely know it.
We can vaguely have a good guess at it. Also, by the way, it is something we're going to be covering quite a bit, as you can imagine, next year in February.
Oh, yes,
when the American Song Contest happens. We're really looking forward to that. What is the answer, though, Ian?
The answer is NBC.
Yes!
Come on!
Yes, we got it.
Oh well, oh, I was feeling it there. I was feeling it.
Well, we got it. We both got it though. So it's a tie. It's a tie coming into the last question.
Okay, well done if you got that right, just like us, and you got NBC. Congrats. Oh, I'm revved up now, Chris. I'm revved up. Revved up for this. Yeah, the American Song Contest is going to be be really, really exciting, isn't it? If you've not heard about it before, imagine a sort of Eurovision style format, but with all of the states of the US rather than the countries of Europe.
And and Washington DC as well. they get their own part as well. But I will watch it. I'll be very interested to, if we're able to watch it somehow. I don't know if there's going to be a way of watching it, because obviously we don't get NBC here, but I'm very interested, and I really hope, you know, around that time that it's happening, we're obviously going to get lots of American guests on and have a chat to them about what they think about it all. And I don't know, let's see if we can even get some of the people maybe who star in it.
Time for the final question now in the Null Poir Christmas Eurovision end of the year, whatever you want to call it, quiz. And here we go. Who shall we finish up with?
Well, we've got the lovely Jack. Now, this is somebody we met at the Dorothy Freer concert in London.
Of course. She's the one who runs the Discord server for Dorothy, and she was right at the front of the queue, and she was just so excited about going to see him.
Yes, so we thought it's only fair that we get a question from Jack. And the great thing is that obviously it's probably going to be a Dorothy question, I imagine. And I think we're all right on our Dorothy trivia, although if it's coming from a super fan, maybe it's going to be more difficult. But let's listen to this then. This is from Jack from the Dorothy Discord.
Hi, Null Poir. This is Jack from the Dorothy Discord server.
Hi, Jack.
Family means everything to Dorothy Freer, but can you name the relation he has to two members of his band Gagner Magnet?
Jack, I like this question as well. Okay.
I know...
Two.
Yeah, I've got this.
Oh.
I've got this. Yeah.
In which case, I will say mine first, I think. Now, I'm wondering if this is a little bit of a trick question. But...
Really?
No, okay. I was going to say one of them is, I'm pretty sure, is his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a second one, wasn't there? So I'm going to say cousin for the second one.
Oh, Cress, I'm really surprised at you.
Why?
I'm going wife and sister.
Right, okay. No, I didn't. I wasn't sure about that. See, I didn't know, though, if there's a bit of a trip, because I'm pretty sure his wife was pregnant at the time. So technically you could say child.
I see. I really don't want to go too overboard about how sure I am on this.
No,
in
well,
case
you
it comes back
are.
to bite me. But I'm pretty sure that it's his sister and his wife.
Yeah.
Let's find out. By the way, the stakes on this are pretty high, right? Because last time you won this quiz.
That's
last
right,
year
I
you
did.
Won this quiz big time. We're currently neck and neck.
Yeah.
Therefore, if I get these two correct, and it is indeed sister and wife, I beat you and I win.
Yeah.
If it's just that we both got wife right, then what can we say? We draw.
We're both pretty poor
fair?
At Eurovision trivia. Yes, yeah.
That's fair that we draw.
Yeah.
So, but if it was cousin and...
I
then
don't
you,
think
then,
it is now, because you've been
you
so
win.
Sure.
This is so exciting. Right, okay. Here it comes.
Let's listen then. Come on.
Okay, Jack from the Dorothy Discord server, what is the answer, please?
Gagner Magnet includes his sister Sigrun and his wife Arnie, who the song 10 Years is about.
Yeah!
I mean, I just say,
Merry
I actually
Christmas
think
to me,
me
Merry
saying
Christmas to
wife
me.
And child is actually also correct, because she was pregnant with his child. Jack, just putting it out there, maybe we'll get you on some point and you'll let us know if I could technically also be correct.
I think you're a sore loser.
Is a fair answer. I'm going to put it out to everyone listening. Is that a fair answer?
I, Look,
I
anyway,
think wife and baby
you got it
is
wrong.
Correct.
I got it right, and I am the winner.
I don't think I got it wrong. Yes. I don't think I got it wrong there.
I am the winner of the Eurovision quiz. Yes. Oh, brilliant. Well hopefully
done. Thank you to everyone.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who got in touch with us with the questions there. Very, very kind of them to spend some time doing that. Really appreciate it. And thank you to you as well if you've been enjoying the Eurovision Nulpa Christmas Quiz.
Brilliant stuff. Well done, Martin. You did deserve a win at some point because you've been failing so frequently
look
on these
my
quiz
face.
Questions.
Look at I my know, face. Martin. Look how happy I am. I mean, I'm beaming.
Look, we're going to do a recount. I feel something fishy's gone on here. But no, generally, thank you again to everyone who sent in those questions. We've really enjoyed having all the guests on this year. We've had so many brilliant guests. We had Katrina. We've had Ian there. Hopefully, we'll get some more Derby people on next year from all the people that we met at the gig as well. Mm. But it's been a really, really fun time, and you'll be able to hear some of those people that we've been talking about and we've been speaking to throughout the year, because we're going to do something kind of special for our next few episodes, aren't we, Martin?
Yeah, the next couple of podcasts that you hear, and the first one we think is coming to you. New Year,
yeah.
The next podcast you hear will be the first of a two-part special looking back at some of our favourite interviews that we've had on this podcast over 2021, and celebrating the people who, just like us, really love Eurovision and they do stuff that is great about Eurovision. Of course, there'll be our interview with Darthy, our interview with Ian Dale, Steve Rosenberg from the BBC's Moscow service, and all that sort of thing. And people that we've spoken to who have really brightened up this podcast. So hopefully that'll be a really great listen for you over the next couple of weeks. So enjoy that. Have a wonderful Christmas, and all the best for the new year. And we will speak to you very, very soon. And we're very much looking forward to it. Thank you for listening to
Nulpois. Christmas!